jack into them.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Phosphorus of Digital Eel. Phosphorus, tell me a little bit about Brain Pipe.
Well, basically, it's a mind control weapon that we're contractually obligated to sell on Earth. And it strips, it seems to strip the humanity from anybody that plays it in degrees. The more you play it, the less humanity you have at the end.
So when you start playing the game, what do you see?
You start out at the very outer limits of the human psyche, and you see the tunnel going further into the brain, and its motion starts to build up, and pretty soon you're zipping along in an alien space.
And whose brain are you zipping through?
Well, it's your own brain.
Oh, that must be a messy thing to be looking at.
Yes, in some cases, very much so.
What inspired this game?
Well, we love retro video gaming. You know, we're not as much interested in telling a story as making a piece of video game art and, you know, sharing it with our friends and trying to do what not everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. I got a Mac build of the game so I could get a chance to play it and see what it was like.
Uh-huh.
You just really dive right into it, and it really is a psychedelic experience.
Yes, it's almost like an interactive music video.
Mm-hmm.
or something. We didn't want to complicate it very much. We just wanted the pure zen of cruising down and being in this atmosphere that you know, evokes a lot of weird memories, and we wanted it to have a hint, or more than a hint, of mystery to it.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't even think we fully understand what it is.
So when you're playing this game and as you're collecting things, every time you collect something, a different sound is played and continues playing, and things sort of, the music and the sound sort of mesh. How did you come up with that concept?
Well, we hire an alien band called the Nightmare Band, consisting of all alien players, and it's all pretty mysterious to us, a lot of beeps and clicks. Yeah, basically, we wanted it to be, you know, a hectic, soothing experience. So it's very frantic, but very relaxing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of get into this flow as you're playing it. It's very weird.
As you progress deeper into the game, the sounds get more complex, and the soundtrack gets weirder, if anything, and pretty soon you have no humanity left. It's not that you're alien, it's just that you're not human anymore.
You've transcended.
Yes.
Which is what everybody wants to do.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, when can we expect to see the cranial implant?
Well, some of us already have it. It itches. you know, once more, it's under development. There's been some setbacks.
Phosphorus, thank you for taking a few moments of your time out of your day to tell us a little bit about Brain Pipe.
You're a
we'll read on. This is the next guy.
Thank you very much.
Not my out.